Hello? Hello?
How are you? How are you?
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, the line got disconnected somehow, I believe.
Yes.
All right, no worries. This is John Harvey from the Barclays Anti-Fraud Team. How are you
yes.
today?
Fine, thank you, thank you.
Now, could you just confirm me why you have called us? The reason?
The security place phoned me and said I've got this large amount on my account.
All right.
I said, no, I haven't done that.
All right. Now, can you just confirm me from where you got our telephone number?
The security Barclay card.
From the Barclays debit card you got the number, right? On the
yes.
back of the debit card. All right,
yes.
No worries. Now, in order to pull up your account summary, could you just verify me with your full name?
Mrs. Margaret Ellen Fitzgerald.
It's Margaret?
Ellen Fitzgerald.
Ellen. Well, middle name is Ellen, A for Alpha?
No, Ellen. I'll forget that. Margaret Fitzgerald.
Spell out your last name, Margaret.
Fitzgerald. F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D.
All right. Now, Margaret, could you just inform me, apart from you, is there anyone else who use your debit card anytime?
Occasionally my husband, but he hasn't recently.
Okay, no worries. Now, could you just help me out with the date of birth?
12th of the 3rd, 1947.
Come again?
12th of March, 1947.
All right. Now, just help me out with your long 16-digit card number in order to pull up your account details.
Four, six, five, nine.
Sorry, come again.
4659.
I didn't get you, ma'am. It's 16, you said?
No. Sorry. Can you wait a minute and get my glasses?
Take your time. There. Margaret, you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm there. Have you got the debit card?
Yes.
Have you got the glasses?
Yes. Sorry about that.
All right, now, just help me out with the long 16-digit card number.
4659.
Mm-hmm.
2201.
Mm-hmm.
3210.
Mm-hmm.
1221.
All right. Now, do you deal with any kind of online banking, Margaret, any kind?
No.
Because I can see here that the charge which is coming out from your account is done through an online banking, okay? From your Barclays online banking. Have you ever raised it from the online banking any time?
No.
In the past or
never,
okay? All right. No worries. Now, the thing is that they have, your account has been arrested for doing an online banking, and they have used your debit card details and your personal credentials to transfer £987 using Western Union?
No.
You have not done that, okay? So in that case, first of all, we will be canceling down your debit card and we will be issuing your new debit card to your doorstep. So first of all, could you just help me out with your postal code?
It's 2 Waltergrave Gardens.
Come again from the beginning, the postal code?
Oh, RM141UR.
RM141UR. All right. Now, and your address which we have it is the Waltergrave Gardens 2?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now,
number two.
Now, do you remember, apart from this telephone number, which ends with the 672, do you have any alternative number? Do you have any smartphone with you?
Sorry?
Let me help you out, ma'am. I do believe you are speaking over a landline, right?
Yes. My home line.
Apart from your home line, do you have any other mobile phone number?
Yes, but I haven't used it recently.
Okay, no worries. Could you just help me out with the telephone number of that, if you know
my chance? I couldn't come off the top of my head now.
No worries. Now, we just need to send an email to the headquarters team regarding the case, what problem you are facing at this moment. Now, do you remember, by chance, what was the last closing balance?
Not exactly, no. I know the shop I went to.
Okay.
It was the co-op at Upminster Bridge. That's the last time I used it.
Okay.
Yeah,
now, do you have your bank statement with you, your last month's statement?
Not yet. No, I'm waiting for it.
No, the last statement, the month of December statement, you have it here?
I'll have to get it out. 2 seconds.
All right, take your time. Yes.
Right. I've got my last, my bank account.
Statement, right?
Yes, and at
now,
the 25th.
What is the date on the statement?
25th of November to 22nd of December.
Speaking of December, okay. And now, you can just see what was the last closing balance on that?
In balance £2,377.68. $2.68.
Okay, in your current account, and do you hold any saving account with us?
Not that I know of.
Like, you hold only one account with us, but I can see you are having two accounts with us with the Barclays. Like everyday saver or ISA saver, any kind of account you have apart from the current account?
I did have an ISA.
Yes, I'm talking about that. What was the last available balance on your ISA?
I don't know about that. I haven't used it in years. It was cancelled.
Any rough idea?
No, it was cancelled, I think.
Sorry?
It was cancelled, I think.
Cancelled?
Well, I've changed it to something else.
Like, apart from the Barclays, you don't have any other account?
No.
And you have only one account with the Barclays, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, and you don't remember what the balance was in your ISA saver, right?
No.
Any rough idea, like it could be around £5,000, £10,000, £20,000?
Good God, no.
Okay, no worries. Now...
It is worrying, actually.
Sorry?
It is worrying.
All right, ma'am. I can understand your concern. But you don't need to be worried. We are just sending an email to the Metropolitan Police and to the Barclays headquarters, okay, regarding your case. Because we can see here that there are multiple transfers made from your bank account to a different location, okay? So, first of all, we are going to trace down the locations from where your banking details and your personal credentials has been shared. Now, do you remember by any chance, have you ever used your debit card on any supermarket?
I went Tuesday.
Okay.
Went to the co-op at Upminster Bridge.
Okay. Okay.
But usually when it's a small amount, I just sat it. But I couldn't do it. I had to put it in the machine and put the number in.
No worries.
I found it strange. I've never done that before. I understand.
I understand your concern, ma'am. Now I can see here that, have you ever used your card on any supermarket, like in Tesco or, you know, any supermarket any time?
My husband uses it
on the Mark Spencer Simply Food in the supermarket, which is on the 51-53 Station Road.
Sorry?
Have you used your card over there on the Mark Spencer?
Yes, sometimes.
Sometimes you've used your card. Because we have come to know that the thing is that, ma'am, your personal credentials, like your debit card details, has been compromised from there, okay, from the Mark Spencer stores.
From Mark Spencer?
Right, because we are like, if anything happened with you, like while using your card, someone was looking on your card numbers or anything like that, just try to remember.
If it was Marx's, I'm a bit disabled at the moment.
Okay.
And my husband will get things for me.
Nothing to worry. You don't need to be worried. Each and everything will be sorted out.
It was from Marx's, was it?
Well, see, I'm not sure about that, but the thing is that we have just alleged that your personal credentials, like your debit card details, has been compromised from there, okay? Because we can see here that your debit card has been used today morning over there. But you said that you have not used today morning over there, right?
My husband has occasionally for me.
Yes, right. And do you go outside by yourself?
Occasionally with my husband.
Okay, all right. Now, it will be possible for you, ma'am. If needed, you will be able to come down to our Barclays Bank today.
Sorry?
it will be possible for you if needed. Will you be able to come down today to the bank, to the branch?
No. No, I'm on my own at the moment and I can't go out on my own.
Okay, no worries.
No, I can't walk very well.
Okay, no worries, ma'am. Now, what we need to do, ma'am, we just need to, first of all, transfer down your this card and we need to issue a new debit card to you, okay?
Yes.
So, could you just help me out with your other alternating number because this is your home phone and we need to send you a message for verification purpose to cancel down the card, okay, from the bank. So, do you have your smartphone number, remember any chance?
No, I don't.
You don't remember that. Okay, if I will be helping you out with that, our telephone number, will you be able to call me from that phone? Who will get your number?
Right. You want me to phone you on my mobile?
Yes, from your mobile phone. I'm helping you out with a number, okay?
Yeah.
Just call me there. Just bear with me for a second, okay?
Okay.
Just write down the telephone number.
Yes.
It's 020.
020.
32.
32.
86.
86.
18.
18.
94.
Sorry?
18 1894.
94.
Right.
Right. Okay, I'm going to do that now.
Now just call them. Just make this line open, okay? Don't need to hang up from here.
Okay,
just call from this. You there, hello? 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 Hello, you there? Hello?
how much? Sorry? Okay. Right here. Hello?
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 Yes, I'm there.
Yes, I'm there.
Just bear with me for a second. Can you hear me?
Yes, it's an awful line.
Yes, just bear with me for a second. Thank you. Now, what we need to do, ma'am, first of all, we will be sending you an OTP in order to cancel down your old card and issue a new debit card to you, okay?
Yes.
So, just, first of all, just get handy with your card, okay?
Yeah.
Just give me a moment.
I'll still have the same PIN number, though, won't I?
Yes, each and everything will be sent to you by your doorstep, so nothing to be worried for that, okay?
Okay.
Now, you can just see on your card, on the back of it, there will be an expiry. Just confirm with the expiry.
Yes. It's very difficult to see, though. I'm trying to look and see where it is.
On the front of the card. Sorry, I told you on the back. It was on the front of
the
card. right.
Expiry date, 26.
It's 0426?
Sorry, I'm trying to see, it's a bit worn out.
Twenty twenty-six. Okay, all right. Okay. Now, you can just see on the back of your card, there will be a CV, the three-number code, a CVV number.
Where's that?
On the back of the card. Just have a look.
A CC? Explain.
CVV number, three-digit code number. On the back of your card, where you will see a white strip line.
Yes, yes.
And on the, yes, talking about with that.
Yeah. 7. What? 790.
It's 790 or 791. Look carefully, ma'am.
Or 796, I beg your pardon.
It's 796, right?
Yeah.
All right, now just hold the line and keep your mobile phone with you, okay? Because you will receive an OTP from us, from the bank, in order to cancel down the old card and issue a new debit card to you. Just bear with me.
Thank you.
All right, just bear with me. Just bear with me for a second.
I don't have some standing orders on my account.
Sorry, I beg your pardon?
I have a standing orders on my account. It's a direct debit, and I pay the TV license.
All right, just bear with me. All right. Now, I have sent the email to the headquarter team, and they are checking in order to cancel down your old card, and they will be issuing you a new debit card. Okay, so it's going to take some time. And keep your phone with you, okay, because you will receive an OTP, a six-digit code on your mobile phone number, and you need to send that, okay?
Oh, on my mobile.
Yes, yes. Just bear with me. I will let you know once you receive the OTP. Now, in order to recheck the card details, let me read out the card, the long 16-digit card number to you, okay?
The big card number here.
Madam, could you just check your expiry is 2026, you said, or is just look carefully, your expiry?
0626.
0626 it is?
I think so.
Just look carefully, okay? Look carefully. It's very important, okay? Your expiry. It is 0626. It will be a month, then will be a year, okay? Look carefully.
I apologize, it's very worn out, this card.
Uh-huh. Just look.
It's 25 expiry.
No, what's expiry? Just confirm me both. The month and the year. We need to confirm me both. Like it will be 425, 525, 0525. There are 12 months now, right?
Yeah.
So what's the month? Just look carefully.
06. Is it a dash? 20.
Yes.
26. It looks like a
6. It's 06, then a slash, then 26, right?
Yes.
It's 06.
I apologize for this.
Look carefully, okay? You don't need to apply for that. Let's look carefully what it is. It's 06 slash 26?
26. I'll double check.
Let me tell you, ma'am. It's 06, then a hyphen, then 26, right? Right? Hello?
Right? It looks like 26. Or 25.
Just look carefully. Look carefully, ma'am.
It's
0626. Sorry?
It could be, I think it's 26, but it could be 5. It's so worn out.
Ma'am, just look on the back of your card, there will be also written, okay? The expiry on the back of the card, the expiry will be also given, okay? You can look there also.
Where's that?
Just look.
On the back of the card.
Sorry. Look carefully. Yes, I'm there with you.
On the back of the card. I can't see one on the back of the card.
Can't see on the back of the card. And in the front of the card, what you can see? On the what's the expiry written over there? Look carefully, ma'am. You can do that.
I'm trying.
What it is?
It looks like 26.
Okay, it's 26. I got it. It's 26. The year is 26. And what's the month?
Sorry?
It will be like, Nancy, what is expiry date? It will be a month, then slash, then the year. The year is 26, but what's the month given? Like 06, 04, 05, 01. Before 26, what it is written?
06.
Sorry?
Expiry date. 06.
Yes.
26.
Okay, it's 0626, right?
Yeah.
All right. No worries. All right, let me check. It's 0626, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what the CVV code? Look carefully once again. I believe you have not done the mistake on that.
What is
the serial
thing? Or not?
The CVV code, the 3-digit code which you have confirmed me from the back of the card.
Seven nine zero
or it is 6. Look carefully.
It could be a 6 actually. As I say, it's so worn this card.
Okay. All right, just throw it me. Ma'am, your full address is Waldgrave Garden.
Waldgrave, Waldgrave.
Garden 2.
Number 2.
And what's the city? It's your full address. Just help me out with the full address.
Upminster.
Spell out for me. U-P... Upminster. Upminster. And the Essex, right? E-S-S-E.
RM14-1UR.
Yes.
And you think this is coming from Marx's?
Sorry?
You thought it was coming from Marks and Spencer's?
Right. But see, first of all, there will be the headquarters will gonna cancel down your card, and then they will check from which part these transactions has been made. Okay, so it's gonna take some time. Pardon me. Just keep your mobile phone with you. So once you receive an OTP, just let me know. Okay.
Once I received
a message, a text message on your mobile phone.
Okay. Sorry, it's an awfully bad line. It's crashing all the time.
I understand. Can you hear me now? Is this
yes.
Better?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
So you're going to check where it's all coming from.
All right. Do you have a magnifying glass with you, ma'am? Any chance?
Sorry? Do you have a
magnifying glass?
Yes, I'm using that as well as my glasses.
Oh, okay. All right.
What do you want me to look?
No. I just need to look once again for your expiry. That the expiry is 0626, I believe.
This is on the front, yeah?
Yes, it's 0626. 0626, right?
Yeah. What's this? 26.
Yes, right. And on the back of the card, the CVV code is?
The last 3 digits, yes.
Yes.
796.
Right. And where you are looking at the CVV code, ma'am? On the back where the white line is there?
That's it.
And at the right, absolutely. And your card number is 4659-2201-3210-1221, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, this is also worrying.
I understand, ma'am. I understand your point. But see, I'm just verifying for you so we don't have any mistake, okay? This is the reason I'm verifying
with
you.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Because once I send an email to the headquarters and if they find that I have given them a wrong detail, they're going to not tell you anything, but they're going to, you know, they're going to tell me such and more thing because I'm doing from a long time air work. And if I do a mistake like this, then there is a problem.
Yeah.
You understand? You can understand my point.
Of course.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. Just bear with me, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Will you tell me exactly where it's coming from, whether it's Marks or the co-op?
Ma'am, see, first, they are looking for that only. For that reason, it's taking some time, okay? They are pressing the IP addresses of the computers which has been involved in transferring your details.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. Okay. Now, madam, it will be anyhow because they have found that something is going wrong from the supermarket only, okay? And our headquarter team wants you to go there right now. Is it possible for you to go down to the supermarket?
No.
Okay. And it is not possible for you. And will you be able to come down tomorrow? Also,
no,
I will be.
Not unless somebody's with me. My husband's gone out this afternoon. He won't be back until tomorrow.
Okay, all right, no worries. And it's not possible for you. Okay, no worries.
I'm a bit disabled at the moment.
I understand. I'm extremely sorry for the inconvenience you're facing. Okay, I'm just looking at your account details and all the things. What's going wrong? Okay, now. And do you deal with any kind of online banking, like if you need to withdraw any money from your account, how do you do that?
Very occasionally, but I go down to the post office in Station Road, Athenstone.
Okay, I understand you that, I understand. Now, okay, all right. And do you deal with any kind of online banking, ma'am? Like banking over phone, computer, or a laptop?
No.
Okay. And are you registered for doing telephone banking?
No.
Okay, no worries. Now, what I will be doing, ma'am, the headquarter has put in the red flag and marked your account as red flag now. And I will let you know what we need to do, okay? So I have your telephone number with me, which is ending with, let me read out the telephone number, which is 1708229672, okay?
Yes.
Now, Margaret, it will take some time, okay? So if needed further, I will be calling you from our end, okay?
Okay? Okay.
Now, you can have a rest. And you can have a glass of water for yourself, and you can do your rest of the work which you have, okay?
Okay.
And if needed, I will be calling you. Just remember my name. This is Mark Robbins from the Barclays, okay?
Just a second, I'll write that down.
Oh, yes, you can write it down. You can write it down, my name. It's Mark Robbins.
Mark?
Robbins.
Robbins. Uh-oh. R-O-B-I-N-S.
Yes, R-O-B-I-N-S. It's
that's
Mark
that.
Robbins.
Yep.
Yes. Have you written my details? Okay, now just bear with me for one small second. Let me check. And by what time your husband will come back? Like tomorrow he will be coming?
He'll be back tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon, your husband will be there, okay?
Yes.
And, okay, so we will have a word with your husband. Then I will be asking you and your husband to come down to the branch together. And in that time, we will investigate each and everything, what's going wrong with your account, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And, madam, until we resolve these things, don't disclose these things to anyone, okay? We will be calling you and we will be having a word with your husband and we will let him know about these things, okay?
I think it's back 12 afternoon. It might be later.
No worries. We will be calling you around 1 o'clock. But will be okay?
Oh, no. He won't be back by 1.
Sorry?
He won't be back by 1.
Tomorrow in the noon, he will not be back by 1?
No. He's staying up London tonight.
Oh, okay. I understand.
So he might be back. Oh, about 3.
Okay, no worries. Then I will be calling you that time only, okay? Around 3.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much, ma'am, for banking with the Barclays. Okay, now, just hold the line for a little bit time, okay? Let me just have a word with the headquarters that we don't need any more details or anything from you, okay? Thank you. Just hold the line. Thank you for holding the line. I appreciate your patience, Miss Margaret. Now, Margaret.
Yes.
If needed, I will be calling you on your telephone number, okay, which I have with you, or
yes.
I will from my direct number, which I have given you, okay, from where you call us.
Sorry?
If needed further, I will be calling you from my direct extension number, which I provided you, the 020 number, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye for now, okay?
Bye.
All right, bye.